Rebellious Players, this is the Dominion League Weekly Podcast. I am your host, Strumpf, and this is the episode for July 23rd, 2024. I plan to release a regular episode a couple of times since the last one, and thus I had multiple scripts started, and I don't know why rebellious is what I chose as the adjective of the episode. Maybe I wanted to release it July 14th or something. Anyway, you're rebellious now. Congratulations. Congratulations also to MP Lewis, NPMT20BFACG, Dr. Steelhammer, J Nails, Jade Alarm, and Bienchen Eins, who all knew that flamingos can get older than 10 to 15 years in the wild. In fact, they are the birds that grow the oldest with 20 to 30 years. Wow. This is the wrap-up for season 64. Mick Cenac put in a fantastic showing this season after his small hiatus. The 19-time league champion finished at the top of A division, where he met defending champion Jurika Murme, who finished another strong season 1 point behind Mick. I didn't see the championship match, but there's a recording of it that I will link you in the show notes. Yuri needed 3.5 to defend the title, and they basically stomped all over Mick, who had needed 3 wins. After 5 games, it was decided. Jurika Murme is the league champion of season 64, their second title in a row. Congratulations! Bitterworm Coil held her own in her second season in A ever, finishing in 3rd place with exactly 50% wins. 5-time league champion Tracer continues his 3-season trend of making 4th place in A, while Shad and VR Smith sadly demote. VR Smith seemed to have a little trouble finding her footing this season. She is going to take a break from league and will return, hopefully soon, to B tier for the first time in over 10 seasons. Akuchi was holding out at the top of B1 division for a while to see if any of his division mates would be able to challenge his spot. There was a slim chance that VCNR might tie him, but no luck. VCNR finished in 2nd place. This is Aku's 2nd promotion in a row and a return to A division for the first time since season 50. Congratulations! Just to give you an idea, that's back when Sigmatic was still playing. Cyrus won B2 with the same win percentage as Aku, actually, 67%, and will be promoting to A division for the very first time in his 44-season league career that started all the way down in H tier. Huge congratulations. Favorite league mod Earl put in a strong performance this season, winning C1 with a 72% win rate. They're taking a break from league for now, but will return to B tier for the first time since season 54. C2 was a thriller this season, with Gamesu and Favoritist League mod Scharrer battling for promotion in an adjustment match. Scharrer has eternally played in C and D tiers and was looking for his first ever promotion to B, while Gamesu has played in B before, but the last time in, are you ready, season 35. Remember, Gamesu is one of our 2 league players who have played in each and every single league season since the very inception, the other being MT Megas. So the stakes were super high for both players. Scharrer lost the adjustment match in the most tragic way possible, overlooking an estate pileout, but I've heard through the grapevine that there might be a free promo available to soothe the pain. We shall see. This is Gamesu's 2nd promotion in a row, and it would be Scharrer's too. Congratulations to both formidable players. If Zmobi is listening to this, I hope you're doing okay, buddy. My Castle snuck past Personman and League Newbie Abyssiu to the top of C3, promoting to B for the first time in their 7-season league career. They had a very impressive run with a 70% win rate. And Brian won C4 and makes his return to B tier after 5 seasons. Congratulations, everyone! Mikaelsson wins D1 and bounces back up to C tier along with favorite Mats Singulti. Same same for favorite Mats Altroza, who wins D2 and promotes back up to C. Along with her, Iris42 earned the promotion, making it back to C tier for the first time since season 52. Congratulations! D3 was incredibly close, another thriller division this season. In the end, the podium was divided by half a win, respectively. Willpower 264 at the top with 19.5 wins, then NPM T20BF ACG with 19 wins, and Scumpy in third place with 18.5 wins, missing out on promotion as narrow as is possible. Will makes it back to C tier after 3 seasons, while NPMT has only played 3 seasons of League total. She'll make her debut in C next season, and I, for one, cannot wait to see her there. Congratulations to both! And in D4, Nezala held out at the top of his division that saw an incredible comeback of Burning Skull, who finished in second place, just half a point below Nezala, much to the chagrin of favorite mod Alibi1152, who sat in that precious second promo spot for the longest time. Nezala and Burning Skull both return to a more familiar environment next season. Over in E tier, iCall played a very strong season, finishing in first position of E1 with a 70% win rate, promoting to D tier for the first time in their 25-season league career. The Xtrategist wins E2 with a win rate of 67% and bounces back up to D. Duh Mark wins E3 and promotes to D for the first time after 6 seasons in E tier. Alex Kanga wins E4 with a strong performance of 70% wins. They promote to D for the first time in their league career after 4 seasons in E and 3 in F tiers. Hidarch came through in the best division. They promote to D for the first time in their 5-season league career that started all the way down in H. Congratulations! Jean-Michel wins E6 and bounces back up to D. And TD Freeze wins E7, promoting up to D tier for the first time in their 8-season league career. Congratulations to all you amazing players! The league tier championships are back on, and we have 2 winners already. Our B champion of season 64 is Akuchi, and our F tier champion of season 64 is 2 Duffman! Congratulations! The Korngold's 2 EMIX tournament has wrapped up, and as you may remember, there were 3 elimination brackets. My Castle defeated the Xtrategist 3-2 to win the Giant Turnip in the lower consolation bracket. Sharer defeated Nezala 3-1 to win Great Renown in the upper consolation bracket. And Brepper defeated Sounder 4-3 to win the Coronet in the championship bracket. Brepper is the official winner of the Korngold's 2 EMIX tournament. Congratulations! Now for my personal weekend games, I played a couple of Pleasant Coven matches. I am demoting in League, which is very embarrassing since I'm pretty sure that I'm the first player to ever demote in League ever. So that's great. But it's okay, you know, I'll just aim for F-Champs next season. It's fine. And for Spec Chat, I have been watching a lot of FD Signifiers videos lately, and I love them so much. I watched a lot of his videos about hip-hop culture in the US. As a white bourgeois German, I have no clue about hip-hop, so it has been a blast learning about it. FD makes highly enjoyable and informative videos. I tried listening to some of the albums he was talking about, but yeah, I can't say I'm feeling it, which is totally to be expected and actually fine, right? They're not for me. I'm not the addressee of that music, of that culture. But nevertheless, well-researched, eloquent, witty video essays by people who are passionate about their subject matters will never cease to satisfy. So that was kind of my gateway with FD Signifier. But then I also watched a lot of his videos about black conservatism, and that really cemented my impression of him as someone on my personal political wavelength, and that's just so nice. I'll link a couple of videos in the show notes. Highly, highly recommend checking him out as a creator. And that's it for this episode. Thank you for tuning in. You can find me on Discord for feedback. I am @Strumpf, and I'll catch you all next time. The game has ended. Bye!